got Nick hanging with us. Thank you, Nick. Thanks, Sean and Kyle and Hooli and everybody else and everybody in the chat. So I want to play the two martial law scenarios out with Nick because I know he thinks about this stuff just as I do. Mm-hmm. Okay. Trump wins. Okay. He gets selected. Okay. You know, he's drawing the bigger crowds. Hillary can't get nobody at her rallies. Trump gets a lot of people at his rallies. He's whistling to all of us. Okay. Now, we know how candidates get the ability to do the whistles. And then when they get in, the exact opposite happens. We've seen this our entire lives. Mm-hmm. And so Trump gets in. Now, I know, let's just say this. I know a lot of people in jail, prison, the cop circles. It's almost like it's going to be almost a knee-jerk chimp out if Trump wins. A lot of your jails are probably going to erupt into silliness. Your prisons, possibly, especially if there's a lot of Latinos, because they've been so MK ultra'd up to think that Trump wants to just fuck gas the Latinos or some crap. You know how the mind control systems are running, Nick, and you pay attention to them as well as I do. Okay, so let's play out the Trump scenario real quick. He gets selected to be the new CEO of the United States Corporation.
Right. So what you're going to probably see, this is hypothetical, of course, but the Black Panther, the radicalized blacks that come out of prison, the street gangs, the Mexican, the Central Americans, all of them, you're going to see chaos probably erupt, like you said.
Yeah.
And there's going to be that possibility of Trump being coerced into giving amnesty to all of the undocumented people that are here, like Reagan did, so that they will coerce him into doing so because of our aging population, the underfunding of Social Security, so creating the concept of having these undocumented workers becoming documented to pay taxes properly and whatnot to feed the Social Security retirement plan. So I see that aspect. There's going to be the chaos. There's going to still be the reduction in white birth rates. So we're still going to see the decline of white civilization with Trump.
Now, let's play out the Hillary scenario. Roger Stone, we haven't covered him, but you've got him in the CNP circles. And he's on Jones every other day now on InfoWars. Let's play out that scenario to where, okay, they've convinced the Trump supporters, your patriot, veteran, cops, active duty military, that somehow the James O'Keefe, and he's supposed to be dropping some massive revelation tomorrow about more, election rigging. It's supposed to be huge. It's all building up. Jones built it up on last week that basically James O'Keefe's life's in danger. And so tomorrow he's supposed to drop a big bombshell on the beginning of the news cycle. We know how the news cycle works. Now, let's say that they convince the white, pissed off gun owner, Second Amendment veteran types that Trump got ripped off. Let's play that scenario out, Nick.
Well, yeah. Roger Stone pulled something similar already in the 2004 recount in Florida over in the Miami-Dade County. So he created this group, I forgot the name of it, but they were all there to protest. And
the new one's called StopTheSteal.org.
Correct.
That they've created to basically watch the polls. And now they're trying to get this movement together where everybody that goes to the polls wears red to prove that they're voting for Trump, to negate any kind of skullduggery. I'm sure you've seen this stuff, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And he also had the situation that he was creating over in Cleveland, but nothing came out of it. The the Days of Rage that he was trying to reform it, that came from the DNC Chicago incident. Nothing came out of that, though. But yeah, the Roger Stone situation, he is definitely involved in a lot of the trickster type of situations. He's been behind a lot of that. He was behind the Brooks Brothers riot in 2000, actually, a Florida recount, actually. So people like Kim, you've got a lot of the Gateway pundit, Jim Hoff, you got Matt Drudge, you got a lot of these operatives in the alternative media that are there as like Operation Mockingbird types, like Alex Jones, to be a arm of the intelligence community to stir hostility, fear, things of that nature. So this whole buildup could happen after the fact, plus the concept of having some of these radio hosts that have already been known to be FBI informers to pretty much data mine and set people up. So malicious patriot groups, you're going to see a lot of that happen with these incidences where people are going to be arrested left and right for potentially planning different attacks on government buildings. We already saw one allegedly happen in Kansas not too long ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's going to be like a Ruby Ridge kind of staged events too, I would imagine, too, because there's going to be a lot of hostility if Hillary is selected. I don't think she will be, though, but you never know.
Yeah, I mean, Let's cover this real quick. Your instincts, your bare bones gut. What do you think they're going to do? Trump's the guy.
Yeah, I think Trump's the guy, and I think that, like I said, the amnesty is going to come on the table. And I also think that in order for further intervention in the Middle East, there will more than likely be some other staged false flag attack to convince the American people to be more involved and increase the military. Like Trump said, he wanted to increase the military and make it more strong.
Yeah, yeah. Let's do this, because I think this is very powerful and indicative of what you're talking about. Mr. Producer, get clip two ready. Now, this is Jones talking with this Secret Service whistleblower that's like throws the Clintons under the bus, okay? And so I think his name's David Byrne, but listen to what he says about the Iranians and our troops and I've been in the Persian Gulf, folks. I've floated on the USS Tripoli probably 91, 92-ish. I did a Westpac, okay? I went through the Persian Gulf all the way up into Dubai, and we had to dry dock in Dubai for a time, and Dubai was just being built at the time. And my ship had to sit there for, hell, I don't know, a few weeks, to where I used to go out on the town in Dubai, and it was really creepy, this weird kind of Sunni Wahhabi country. Let me just say, if you've never been to one of these places, it's very eerie, and it feels like there's a dark cloud over it. We stopped in Somalia. We were the first troops into Somalia when the whole Operation Restore Hope happened. Marine Expeditionary Unit Number 15. I was with them. And this is what's weird is, now listen to Alex Jones. He's talking with this Secret Service guy. Go ahead and hit clip two.
That's right. And then the billions we now learn of illegal money to Iran for kidnapping the sailors that weren't even in their waters. That totally sets the precedence to start kidnapping more Americans.
Yes. Yes. And that worries me. Worries me about our military. And, you know, I would like to go back to the days when, you know, our Navy needs to be in those waters. And because they're carrying out the policies of the United States. So
Pause it.
If you come into harm's
way. Pause it, Mr. Producer. Pause. Okay. Now, remember Operation Ajax, Nick, where we overthrew the damn Iranian government, their legitimate government, and we instituted one, the Shah, who was friendly to us, and he ran all the death squads just like a Central or South American regime. But you see this guy, you see Alex and this guy, they're talking about it like somehow the Iranians are the bad guy. And it's like, dude, we overthrew their country in the 50s, and you expect them to be like nice to us. Mm-hmm. It's just like the Iranians, if they instituted, you know, a regime change here in the United States, like we would be nice to their country. I mean, people have no reciprocity. They don't understand. And it really gets on my nerves because Jones exposed Operation Ajax in his earlier works back about 15 years ago.
Yep.
But now he's moved into the kosher kind of reality zone to where it's just like he's going against his own like research 15, 20 years ago, Nick. It's like he's almost like spit on his who he was before.
Right.
You know, that. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say he was molded into what he was always intended to be. So he created a following. Now he's pretty much going to be and he's pretty much going to become like the next Rush Limbaugh, I would imagine.
Yeah, that's what disgusts me. It's like, dude, you're like Jim Jones, having now you've sucked all these people in, and now you want them to drink the Kool-Aid, the poison that we all, that those of us that still have a mind can see. Go ahead and resume the clip.
No, they wouldn't.
That's right. And then the billions we now learn of illegal money to Iran for kidnapping the sailors that weren't even in their waters, that totally sets the precedence to start kidnapping more Americans.
Yes. Yes. And that worries me. Worries me about our military. And, you know, I would like to go back to the days when, you know, our Navy needs to be in those waters. And because they're carrying out the policies of the United States. So our commander-in-chiefs need to send them the message. If you come into harm's way, if they come at you, if they're firing past you, if they're flying by you, you need to do what the right thing is. And the right thing is you defend yourself. This is ridiculous.
And that's what America would always do. I mean, you little Absolutely. Gunboats come up to destroyers and start opening fire, kill them. I mean, yes. Open up those you know, those big mini guns immediately.
Yes. Yeah, I'm not looking for anybody to start an unnecessary war, but you have to allow us.
Sure, not standing up for yourself is as bad as being a peacenik. If you roll over, it starts a war. If you're too violent, it stops a war. But just letting Iran piss on our sailors for no reason when we've been bending over backwards for Iran.
You have to allow us to defend ourselves. That's exactly right.
Now, let's get back to the stop it, stop it, stop it. So, Nick, we're right in Iran's neighborhood. we're thousands of miles from our country, and we're letting them piss on us, you see?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is the mental illness. This guy's supposed to be the king of the alternative media. This is the guy that's supposed to be wise to the American empire of these, you know, the New World Order, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, dude, I've been on one of those ships when I was a kid. It's just like, come on. I mean, people, and unfortunately, they can't see through the PSYOP, but you and I can, and that's why we're here. But so we're thousands of miles. We got a carrier thousands of miles or a destroyer away from American waters. We're right near the Iranian waters. Mm-hmm. But yet, if they come up to us, we're supposed to just, you know, dot them up with machine gun fire. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And Trump's actually repeated the same thing. Plus, he's repeated the disinformation about the money that was given to Iran, the cash loads. And the fact is that
their Iran, own money. That was their own damn money.
Yeah, they were under sanctions. And this is Iran's money. This was their accounts frozen. The money belonged to Iran. So Trump's just repeating this to get the people all riled up to have the support.
Let's talk about this. We got a few minutes left. Trump is the American Likud.
Yes.
Let's draw the parallels between the Likud and like the labor Zionist kind of left in Israel. And see, the Israelis are not a monolith. Towards the rest of the planet, they are. But internally, if you look at Israeli politics, and I sent you that Haaretz article, and it really gets into the skullduggery of internal Israeli politics. They're not a monolith, but the Mitt Romneys of the world, the Donald Trumps of the world, they're aligned with the Likud. And the Bernie Sanders of the world, they're aligned with the left in Israel. And we have to realize this. This is like kind of a projection of Israeli politics onto American politics. Go ahead and kind of expand on that.
Well, yeah, and Israel has been run by the Likud for decades now. So that reflection from Israel is going to creep into American society, since we pretty much, America pretty much funds Israel, and we are its, what would you say, the source of.
Think about this. Think about this. The Barbara Boxers, the Dianne Feinsteins, they're all like labor Zionists. And then like the hardcore hawks and the, you know, Wolfowitzes and Pearls, they're Likudniks.
But at the same time, they're still both benefiting the greater Israel plan as well. Yeah. So they
and
have
then
no
the white genocide plan. Then the white genocide plan. So see, they it's like they'll fight these American Jews on the left and right. They'll fight on the surface, but there's these few sacrosanct ideas that they won't bicker about, and that's like white genocide, and it's just like greater Israel.
For sure. And there's that unity that they have because they're Jews. Their tribal instincts prevail regardless of their left or right paradigm that they put out in the public.
You know, the perfect guy to really blow this up is Joe Lieberman, okay? Mm-hmm. So this Democrat who becomes an independent, but he buddies up with the Bush administration, you know what I'm saying, with 9/11 and the rest of it.
Well, he was in Yale. He was at Yale.
Yeah, he's the perfect example, though, of the American kind of kosher nostra. It's like, yeah, I'll pose as a libtard, but yet when it comes to the hawkish policies, I'll be the most hawkish Jewish cat out here. You see what I'm saying?
It's well, like, it sounds like Donald Trump, a Democrat most of his entire life, you know?
Yeah. Right. I mean, it's like people miss these kind of corollaries that you and I try to kind of zero in on and like focus in on. And then when people finally get it, when they finally sit here and be like, oh my gosh, this is a monstrosity and the whole thing is kind of theatrical, that's when they push through the new membrane of we're under domination, and that's just how it is. All right, Nick, stay through the break, man. Let me know when you want, you know, might as well stay through the rest of the show. Come on.
All right.
See you guys on the other side.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
We got Nick from Circus Maximus Radio on Renegade Broadcasting, and we were talking during the break, and everybody type this into your search engine, PayPal block on Palestine. Palestinians can't use PayPal, but Israeli settlers can. And so Peter Thiel, this shadowy gay Republican billionaire who spoke at the RNC, just gave $1.25 million to Trump. Hit PayPal, and there's some other figures involved in PayPal, but the Palestinians cannot use it, but the Israelis, it's all open. And so, Nick, your thoughts on Peter Thiel, $1.25 million to Trump, PayPal block for the Palestinians?
Well, it's obvious that, again, the Likudnik, the creation of the Greater Israel plan, basically the whole support of that to prevent anyone from having any source of income, any increase in their quality of life. If one wanted to help out somebody over in Palestine from any part of the world, they're prevented from doing that through wiring money through PayPal. It's pretty obvious. The support of Trump, giving him the money to his campaign, the whole concept of this coming out gay and and praising that, like Jim Hoft of Gateway Pundit and Milo setting up the Gays for Trump after party at the RNC in Cleveland. This whole
twink pictures,
Twinks for Trump that had all the photos behind, and Pamela Geller and Gert Wilders. And what I find interesting is you've got a Cassandra Fairbanks from Sputnik News.
I follow her on Twitter,
Who was a Bernie supporter, like a boots on the ground for Black Lives Matter and in favor of Black Lives Matter and their struggle, all of a sudden flipping over to the Trump train and then pushing the Julian Assange WikiLeaks angle, falling in line with the alt-right and being retweeted and promoted by the alt-right as well. It's just really
weird. I've been following her for a long time with Information Liberation and other outlets where she was really getting her, like, cutting her teeth. And now she's this big figure and she's like, oh, Hillary's evil. And, you know, she was a Bernie person and now she's like, Hillary's the devil. And now she's on the Trump train. And look, I mean, there's people, there's different layers of this, and you know, I know this, different layers of cognition and discernment. So it is what it is. I want to get into this other stuff too, because I've got a We Are Change video that I'm going to play after the bottom of the hour with you, but to detect psyops here. I mean, there's so many of them going on simultaneously that I think all of us, I mean, all of us that don't have, let's say, a foundation built where we really got ourselves together with the research, there's so many people that get sucked into so many kind of tributaries and, you know, offshoots of crap that it's just so hard for humans to try to wade through this hodgepodge of crap that, and I talk to like coworkers and they're just so done, man. They're lost. Mm-hmm. It's like they're sports induced and bread and circuses. And it's just like, I've learned to where I can't even talk. I just shut up and listen. And it's just, it's depressing. And I don't let it depress me, but it's depressing in general. And I know you probably feel the same way, Nick.
Yeah, but when you're aware, it's either you got to fight and continue moving on with the fight.
Yeah.
And giving up is not an option.
No, it's not.
Once you're aware, you just got to keep moving forward, man. And
yeah, yeah.
Get
that's
it done.
That's why you got to prioritize and say, hey, look, I got to cut cords and... Yeah. All those things, because if you don't, it's going to drag you down.
Homicide, sweet suicide, natural causes, day or night. Duty calls, I'm rolling on, and it's no place you want to go. You see, I'm not alive.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I hope you guys like it. If you do, keep emailing RBN. Tell them you like the show, man. This is how I stay on the air. This is how John and all the people down in Round Rock, Austin can tell that the show is what it is. And I know it's getting good, and I know it's getting big, and I thank every one of you out there for listening to it. I appreciate every listener out there. So, Nick, let's cover some ground in the last half hour. We've got some serious things facing all of us, and it's about to get really retarded. So let's get into what we were just talking about off the air. Let's bring it out. Alex Jones and his connections and what you found and sure, all that stuff. Let's do it.
Yeah, real quick. I wanted to reiterate on the Cassandra Fairbanks issue real quick. She's got a connection to Breitbart as well. She's good friends with Brandon Darby, who's a editor over at Breitbart. She was also over at that Gays for Trump after party at the RNC, which was pretty much hosted by the Gateway Pundit and Breitbart. Mm-hmm. And this Brandon Darby character has worked undercover with feds to bring down anarchist groups here in America. He's also worked over in Mexico, potentially with maybe a cartel or whatnot, with the Mexican police and different operatives in Mexico. And he's also an editor over at Breitbart. So there's this Operation Mockingbird and intelligence situation over at Breitbart that people need to be aware of.
Well, they also, you know, with Andrew Breitbart being, you know, that picture with Beebe and all the rest of them at the beginning of the operation itself.
Yeah, absolutely.
And a lot of people don't know that. It's like Breitbart worked for Drudge, which we need to put out there as well, that Breitbart is a spinoff of Matt Drudge, Mossad Matt, who broke the Monica Lewinsky stuff, and that's really where he cut his teeth and became the biggest thing out here.
Yeah, and the whole impeachment process of Bill Clinton at that point in 1998.
Michael Chertoff,
that was concocted in a meeting at the Council for National Policy, which was revealed in one of Bob Barr's books, and he's put that out publicly. And Bob Barr is a CIA operative as well.
Yeah, he's a real piece of trash, I'll tell you.
Yeah, so.
But you know what's funny is, it's like you look at all these operatives at the Clinton impeachment, and then going back to that article I sent you on Haaretz today with Yigal Amir and the Yitzhak Rabin assassination, that's some really serious skullduggery, Nick, that that goes right to the heart of the ultra-Orthodox rabbinate that said, hey, Rabin is a clean hit. Go ahead and do it.
Yeah, and one of Alex Jones's regular guests, Larry Nichols,
he was
a CIA asset working with the American Security Council and Contra Forces in Nicaragua. And
let me tell you something, Alex. This election, it's going to be the death of America if Hillary gets in. You understand?
Yeah, so Nichols turned on Bill Clinton and put together that Clinton Chronicles documentary. Yeah. And it was a CNP that was distributing that video to make it go viral. So there's that connection with CIA and Clinton Chronicles.
Let's flesh this out, Nick. Let's flesh this out, because it's like, look, the Clintons are a bunch of scum.
Yeah.
Okay. Don Tyson, the Walton family, all the crap down there, the body count. But at the same time, it's like these mafias having a fight in front of all of us to give us all the MK Ultra treat.
Yeah, and what that documentary, what it ended up doing was turning a serious MENA Arkansas affair into like a cheap liberal versus conservative mudslinging contest, like what we're seeing right now in the campaign versus Trump versus Clinton right now. So we're seeing the Clinton cash come out, and then that other documentary from that other Indian operative that he put out recently. Forgot his name.
Dinesh D'Souza.
Yeah, he put out another documentary.
Hillary's America 2016, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So you've got this WorldNet Daily operation that Alex Jones first was connected with, that made him big to put money behind him. That's where Alex Jones really got his foot in the door, was through WorldNet Daily with Joseph Farah and Jerome Corsi and all those folks. So then what I ended up finding more about Alex Jones was that what he ended up revealing to the audience in the multiple different incidences, first was on the Opie and Anthony a radio show that he was on in April 2013. They were discussing the Boston Marathon bombing, and a caller called in, and he was basically trying to put it out there that the Boston bombing was a false flag, which he doesn't talk about anymore, the false flag operations.
Well, which all know it was, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So one of the callers was saying that, oh, I knew Jeff Bauman. I know Jeff Bauman. He's my friend. So you had this disinformation type of person calling in saying that it's baloney that are calling this a false flag when it definitely happened, because I know the guy. So then Jones comes out and says that my family, when I get together with them, they discuss things with me, and all of them are, not all of them, but a lot of them are involved in intelligence and not the CIA. So Jones is putting it out there that his family is...
And I've heard that on numerous occasions, by the way, because you know, my listeners know, I'm a regular deconstructor of the Jones program.
Yeah, and he even admits that his family does things like bringing in East German defectors to help them get into our country. And he talks about how half the people in the room are former or retired CIA. So there's an audio clip there of that. And then he talks about later in a different clip in June 2014, how his father was almost recruited by the CIA and he refused. But he works on high-level people in the CIA and does dental work. And
puts listening devices in their implants and the rest of it, yeah.
Yeah, and then on another clip, August 2014, he's got his cousin Buckley Hammond on the show. And Buckley Hammond allegedly helped him build InfoWars from the ground up. And then he left and went to Chicago for some mainstream media outlets. And then he comes back on the show in 2014. And they're talking about Buckley Hammond. That's an interesting name, Buckley, like William Buckley.
William F. Buckley, Skull and Bones,
And CIA. So then Hammond talks about his life in Guatemala and how his family, how his dad was the first one to have a ham radio license in all of America.
Texas,
in all of America, actually. And high tech at the time, and then he was a veteran Vietnam, and then he moves to Guatemala, and with a lot of his comrades over in Guatemala, former soldiers, opens up a coffee plantation. He's born in Guatemala. This Buckley Hammond talks about how they drove around in armored vehicles, and how his brother was kidnapped twice, and basically, in a nutshell, what it boils down to is he talks a little. How his father's like a Christian missionary. Yeah. So he puts out all this information that makes it, he builds it up like this guy is probably an operative, a former helicopter pilot as well. And then later he comes up on a MMA jiu-jitsu event in Austin with Eddie Bravo and Steiner and
Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan walks by, and they're in the area, and it's in December of 2015. So then they're talking about how this, I think Eddie Bravo or Shane Steiner, knew Alex Jones and grew up with him, I guess. And then they're talking to him about how he always came up with different conspiracy theories and things like that. So then later, Jones pretty much contradicts what was being said when he had his cousin on, and he says that his uncle in Guatemala was involved in clandestine type of stuff. Army special ops. And then he says that he was the Oliver North
of Guatemala. Here's what's funny, and I see these parallels, Nick. Let me run this by you. And I'm a former John Birch Society member. I got sucked into that over 20 years ago. When I got sucked into televangelism and kind of Christian Zionism, I ran across the John Birch Society. I was like, oh my gosh, this is the savior. This is everything. And then I saw that they ran cover for the government side of the house on 9/11. And then I dumped the JBS. And then I realized who started the JBS, the Rockefellers and the rest of them. But anyway, but listen to this. Okay, Captain John Birch, Nick, okay, he was a Christian missionary into China. He gets recruited into military intelligence circles. He becomes Captain John Birch, okay? Mm-hmm. He gets whacked in China by the commies, okay? So here's how the John Birch Society gets formed. Think about this, okay? A Christian guy, he's a missionary. The military sucks him into their little web. Then he gets whacked. Okay, think about the parallels to Jones's uncle or whatever.
Yeah,
he's the missionary in Guatemala, but then he's the Oliver North of Guatemala. Exact same parallel.
Absolutely. That's a blueprint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, his uncle, it's called sheep dipping, and we know this, okay? Yeah. Basically, you pose as, oh, I'm a Christian. I'm here to spread the gospel, boy. You understand? Jesus is your savior, and all you got to do is repent. But I'm working for the government. You see, I'm a black deep state operative, and I'm ready to slit your throat if you move the wrong way. And you see how that does two things at once. It yep. trashes Christianity on the surface because, see, you're a fake posing as a Christian, yep. but at the same time, you're a deep state operator, and you're willing to do whatever it takes to get the mission done. And so you trash Christianity on that front as well. And so it's a really seedy, and this is the CNP, isn't it, Nick?
Yes, it is.
This is because, see, you're willing to profess, you know, you're posing yourself as this Americana, apple pie, you know, I drive a Corvette, I love America, like George Bush, you understand? And, you know, it's all this, but then you're really this ravenous wolf on the inside, and if you get the order, you'll go ahead and kill whoever you need to.
Absolutely, and we were talking offline, and you wanted me to bring up connection to Coast AM.
Oh, yeah. We got to get into that, because I was listening the other night. Let me just preface this. I was listening to Coast. I'm driving home from work, and I hear Nori, and he's a naval officer, folks, you know, and I would probably say naval intelligence, which is one of the most powerful intelligence agencies in the Pentagon. I would just say this. You had these callers, these buffoon callers, and I could just feel the whole thing was disgustingly a psyop. It was an MK Ultra level. It was just like, we need to just, you know, Trump. And the whole thing was, I mean, if you listen to Coast, I mean, and you can't discern the psyops, you're screwball. But go ahead, Nick.
Yeah, I didn't know this, but Red McCombs is one of the major financial backers of Coast to Coast AM. I know that they're a Clear Channel network, which also
ties into on FM in St. Louis, 97.1. This is how big they're getting.
Yeah, they're a Coast to Coast is Clear Channel, which Clear Channel has a lot of ties to the CNP,
Bain Capital, and the rest of them. Yeah,
exactly. And there's a lot of Mormon ties to the Council for National Policy as well, which ties into this missionary undercover deep state type of work as well. A lot of the Mormons are being recruited, have been recruited as missionary undercover agents.
Nick, let's mention all the Mormon characters that have been present at all these false flags in Europe.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, this kid, his name was Mason something.
Oh, yeah. Mason Wells, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
This kid's, he just happens to be present at all these false flag events, and he's a Mormon kid. I mean,
yeah, actually, there was like three or four that were Mormons that were all involved in the last event that took place. But yeah,
here's another thing we should flesh out real quick. We got 11 minutes left, Nick, but Pierre Desmet, okay? Now, we've got high schools and everything. He's a Jesuit missionary, like hardcore. And this is a guy where Eric John Phelps and others have connected to the founding of a lot of these kind of 19th century cults, American Christian cults, Jehovah's Witnesses and the Mormons and so forth and so on. Desmet is like the kind of nexus. And I don't know if you flesh this out, but if not, look into it. Pierre Desmet, this Jesuit, is like, he's like the granddaddy of all the American kind of weirdo kind of cults, and as far as Christian spiritualism, Mormonism, mm-hmm. Jehovah's Witnesses, it's really weird.
Yeah, well, a lot of that came out in my article I wrote for Renegade Tribune with the Crown and Cross.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, we talked about it actually on air. So yeah, a lot of those same groups. A lot of them come from the Levite tribe with Jehovah's Witnesses, the Watchtower Society, Christian Science, and
Harry Baker Eddy, yes,
yeah, and also the Theosophical Society is tied into a lot of this too, as well with Blavatsky and Alice Bailey and whatnot. With
the Lucifer Trust, yes.
Yeah, that's what they originally were, the Lucifer Trust. And they Knights Templars were the original international intelligence apparatus. So this goes deep with and far back with the deep state and missionary type of work that the Jesuits perfected. And that's what they perfected in, was subverting nations as they were trying to convert others from indigenous nations to pretty much subvert, study them, research them, and find out their weak spots as far as how to take over their nation.
Yeah, let's talk about this. Let's talk about this real quick. The Jesuits and the Jewish mob, okay? Because so many people get caught up, it's either or. Let me probe you real quick.
Sounds like a Scientologist type of...
There you go. Jesuits, 1540, Ignacio de Loyola,
yes,
in Spain. Spain, the home of the conversos, home of the cryptocracy, if you will,
yes,
of the Jewish characters.
Marranos.
Yes, the Marranos, the conversos, whatever you want to say. I mean, we got a few minutes left. Because I talk about this a lot on my program, but I wanted to get you on record. Be like, look, what do you think about the Jesuits? I say they're a Jewish head of the Hydra, like a Medusa snake of the Jewish kind of Pharisaic Hydra. Do you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. The Spanish Ilumbrados was the Illuminati before the Bavarian Illuminati in 1776. So... Loyola belonged to the Alumbrados, so he was already spiritually inclined in their level. They were the enlightened ones. So to go to the Vatican and form a new order, a branch and an arm of the Vatican, to be a way of subverting other nations and increase the Vatican wealth, that was a big part of how they became major landowners throughout the rest of the world and obtained a lot of resources.
Well, let's talk about Opus Dei, Monsignor Escriva, and his whole kind of Talmudic, Pharisaic connections and all the kind of weird rabbinic connections with this guy, the founder of the Opus Dei. It's the same damn thing. It's a regurgitation of the founding of the Jesuits. Do you kind of agree with that?
Yeah, they're another intelligence apparatus as well. So I would just pretty much put them together for the most part.
Yeah, it's another Spanish kind of regurgitation of like a Jewish mob order within the Catholic Church. Is that would you agree with that?
Definitely. Now, did I bring up the coast to coast situation?
Yeah, but go ahead. We got a few minutes left. Go ahead.
Well, yeah. With Coast to Coast.
George Norrie, naval officer, naval intelligence, possibly. Go ahead.
Yeah, with Red McCombs, I didn't finish what I was saying. Yeah. He ended up becoming the chairman of Blackwater after Eric Prince. So you've got that connection with Blackwater and Coast to Coast AM. So he's
and the Knights of Malta. Yeah,
of course, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, a lot of people like to poo-poo this, Nick, and be like, oh, you're just covering for the Jews, don't you see, by throwing the Catholics under the bus. But it's like, dude, it's kind of a marriage. It's kind of a synergistic relationship. And you and I try to point this out. And it's just like, look, it encompasses a big kind of geographical locale. And it, for us not to talk about it is silly.
Well, considering that there are several Knights of Malta, Sovereign Military Order of Malta members that are Jews. Even
they're all Maltese members. It's silly.
Kissinger as well.
At the Annenbergs.
And Rupert Murdoch.
Yeah. I mean, Murdoch's already up above them. He's like Knight of St. Gregory and all this weird trash. I just want our listeners on your program and my program to realize this. Like, dude, look, this Kosher Nostra penetrated the Vatican a long time ago when they took over the money changer aspects. When Rothschild said, hey, look, I don't care who controls the laws, if I control the money, well, 1820, they controlled the papal treasury. What do you think's happened with the Vatican in since 1820 to 2016. That's what I try to push to people.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Le Cercle group is a connection between the CIA and Opus Dei. So there's an article that people should look at. It's isgp-studies.com. A lot of this information that I'm talking about tonight comes from the Alex Jones of InfoWars' CIA Army disinformation. So that's the link. Look into that.
Hey, what was that traitor, that guy? I can't remember his name off the bat, but he was Opus Dei, and he was the worst. He gave up all the secrets. Robert Hansen was his name.
I don't know. I'd have to look into that, though.
His name might have been Hansen, but he was an Opus Dei guy, and he was the worst, basically, FBI. He gave out all the secrets. I want to say it was Robert Hansen, but you got to realize this is bigger, and it's a wicked picture when we try to look at it all. And I'll try to look it up, but go ahead and finish up, man. We only got about a minute left.
All right, yeah. So Woolsey, we talked about, former CIA director, CMP member, advisory board of Executive Action LLC, which is a firm named after the CIA's term for assassination, executive action. So there's some major players that are behind the Trump campaign. I would say look into the Council for National Policy, the Sovereign Military Order of Malta, Opus Dei. A lot of these, the reason why you need to understand the Sovereign Military Order of Malta, these people have diplomatic immunity. They cannot be persecuted.
And here you go, Robert Hansen, former U.S. FBI agent who spied for Soviet and Russian intelligence services against the U.S. for 22 years from 1979 to 2001. But this guy was a Vatican operative. It's another one of those things. But hey, Nick, thank you for coming on and spending the 3 hours here. I think the audience got a lot of information. I appreciate you, man.
I appreciate it, Rob. Thank you very much.
All right, brother. Well, I'll talk to you soon.
Talk soon, man. Thanks. Yeah. Bye.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. Truth, 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 truth.
This is from the old school, middle school.